Sheni, we are in the middle of the conversation between Dasan and Aviram and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Dasan and Aviram said to Moshe, isn't it enough for you that you took us out of Mitzrayim, a land that flows milk and honey, to kill us in the Midbar, that now you want to dominate over us and also be a ruler over us? You did not keep your promise to bring us to a land that flows milk and honey. Vatiten lanu nachlas sod v'chorem, and you did not either give us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Ha'ene ho'anoshim ho'em tenaker, if you will send people to gouge out our eyes, lo'inale, we will still not come up to you. And although the pasuk says ho'ene ho'anoshim ho'em tenaker, if the eyes of these men you will gouge out, it does not say if you will gouge out our eyes. Rashi tells us it's just an example of somebody who is toile kelose bechaveroi, one who hangs his curse upon his fellow, upon his friend. Because one does not want to speak directly about something bad occurring to himself. And therefore, Dasan and Aviram did not say that even if Moshe sends to put out our eyes, we will not go up. But rather, they said, even if Moshe will put out the eyes of these men. But actually, it was referring to themselves. Vayichal l'Moshe ma'oid. And these words distressed Moshe Rabbeinu very much. Vayomer l'Hashem, and he said to Hashem, Al teifen el minchasam, do not turn to their mincha. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in el minchasam. Firstly, he says that it is referring to the keteres. And Moshe was saying to Hashem that tomorrow when they will bring the keteres, you should not turn to their keteres. This pshat is difficult to understand because it is obvious that Hashem will not turn and burn the keteres of the sinners. So therefore Rashi says a second pshat. And he says, Al teifen el minchasam is referring to the oilas tamid with its mincha. Every day, a carbon oila was brought twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and it was brought together with a mincha. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem that their portion of this oila and this mincha shall not be burnt, but rather you should leave it on the Mizbeach and not consume it. Lo yichamor echad mehem nososi, I did not even take one donkey from them. And Rashi explains that when I went down to Mitzrayim and I was riding on a donkey, and the whole purpose of this trip was for their benefit, so I really should have been reimbursed for this donkey. Even that I did not take from them. I did not ask reimbursement for this donkey that I used on the way down to Mitzrayim. And I have not wronged even one of them. The Chasam Sofer points out that the pasuk could have said a much easier lashon. It could have said, V'lehari oisi lohem. I have not done bad to them. Why does it stress es achad mehem, even one of them? And the Chasam Sofer answers that when Moshe went to visit his brothers in the fields of Mitzrayim, he noticed two yidden that were fighting, Dasan and Aviram. And when one lifted his hand against his brother, Moshe said, Rasha lamasakari echo, Rasha, why do you want to strike your brother? And Moshe broke up the fight and saved one of them from receiving a beating. When Korach came to argue with Moshe, he was joined by these two people, Dasan and Aviram. And Moshe was shocked to see them. And he said in amazement, the one I stopped from beating up his friend, he may have reason to be angry with me. But v'loyhari oisies achan mehem, but to one of them I did no evil to. In fact, I rescued him. Why does that one want to fight and argue with me? Vayomer Moshe el Korach, and Moshe said to Korach, Ato you, Korach, v'chol adosecha, and your whole assembly, heyu lefnei Hashem, should be before Hashem. Ato you, vohem, and your assembly, v'aharon and aharon mochor tomorrow. Ukechu ish machtosai, and each person should take his fire pan, unisatem aleim keteres, and place on them a keteres, v'graftem lefnei Hashem ish machtosai, and you shall bring before Hashem each person his fire pan, chamishim umasayim machtois, the 250 people should bring each one their own machto for a total of 250 fire pans, v'ato and yukarach, v'aharoin and aharoin ish machtosai, each one of you should bring his fire pan. And although everything that was stated in Pasuk Tezayin and Pasuk Yudzayin was already said in Pasuk Vav and Zayin, Rashi in Divrei Hayomim Perek Beis Pasuk Yudzayin tells us that when the Pasuk is Matzik, when the Pasuk interrupts what it was speaking about before to tell us something different, then the Pasuk goes back to its original topic. And therefore over here, although it's stated in Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin that everybody should bring a keteres, since the Pasuk was Matzik with the conversation of Moshe and Dasan and Aviram, therefore, it goes back to tell us that Aaron, Korach, and his whole Eda should bring these machtois on the next day. Vayikhu ish machtosoi, and each one of them took their fire pan, vayitnu aleim eish, and they placed on it a fire, vayosimu aleim keteres, and they put on them a keteres. Vayamdu pesach oil moed, and they all stood at the entrance of the oil moed, u'moshe v'yaharon, together with Moshe and Aharon. Maril Diskin points out that in Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says, usnu vohein eish, v'simu aleim keteres. It mentions the fire and the keteres. However, in Pasuk Yud Zion, the Pasuk only says, Unisatem aleim keteres, you shall place on it a keteres, it does not mention the fire. And then again, in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk mentions fire again. Vayitnu aleim eish, vayosimu aleim keteres. So why in Pasuk Yud Zion doesn't it mention the fire? Maril Diskin answers that in Pasuk Zion, Moshe was trying to convince Korach and his whole Eda into backing down from his whole conspiracy against Moshe. And he wanted to scare them by saying that I want you to take a machta, place a fire on this machta, and then place the keteres on this fire. This way you will be bringing a regular keteres, and if you are not doing the right thing, you will surely die. However, when Moshe saw that they did not back down, he had rachmanis on them, and he did not want them to die. So he told them in Pasuk Yud Zayin, you know what? You can bring a keteres without a fire, and the fire will come from Shemayim. Hashem will send down a fire to Aharon, and that will prove that he was right. And this way, if a fire won't come down to you, you won't be killed, because you did not really bring a regular keteres with fire. However, the Adas Korach did not want to listen to what Moshe said. They wanted to show that they were strong and they were right. And therefore, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says what they actually did, and they brought a keteres with a fire, and that's why they died later on. When one looks at Pasuk Tezayin and Pasuk Yudzayin, we see that the ones who brought the keteres were Aaron, Korach, and the 250 people. What happened to Dathan and Aviram? Why didn't they also bring a keteres? Weren't they part of the instigators in the fight against Moshe and the Kohuna? We have to understand why they weren't commanded to also be included in the keteres. Vayakel aleim Korach es kol ha'edo el pesach oil moed. And Korach was able to gather the whole congregation to the entrance of the tent. The reason being, because the whole night he was telling them words of mockery against Moshe Rabbeinu. He was telling them, do you think I'm doing it for my own personal gain? I only have you in mind. Why should they take all the power? If Moshe Rabbeinu took the kingship, the Malchus, for himself, why did he give his brother the Kohuna? And with those words, he was able to persuade a big portion of Klal Yisrael onto his side, and they all gathered at the entrance of the Oil Moed, Vayerech Vod Hashem El Kol Ha'Ido, when the honor of Hashem, the Amud Onon, appeared to the whole assembly. Now let us go back on the Rashis from the beginning of the Parsha. Zok Rashi Vayikach Korach. Parsha Zu Yofen Edresh Es Beredrish Rabbi Tanchuma. This Parsha is explained very well in Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Rashi is telling us that although he likes to explain the psukim according to Pshuta Shel Mikra and not to go after the drush, the midrashim that are stated on the psukim, over here the medrash is very close to the pashup shad, and therefore he quotes the medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. Vayikach Korach, zok Rashi, lokach es asmi letzad echad. He took himself to one side, liyos nechlek mitecho eda, to separate himself from the congregation, la'orir ala kohuna, to argue on the kohuna. So the word vayikach means he separated himself. Mezeu shetargum ukulis. And this is what Targum Ukulis says, v'ispaleg, that he separated himself. Nechlak mishara edo lahachzib machloikis. He separated himself from the edo in sustaining a machloikis. V'chein, and so too in Eov it says, ma yikochecho libecho, why does your heart separate you? Lekech oischo, it takes you lahaflikcho mishar b'nei odom, to separate you from other people. So Vayikach Korach means he separated himself. Davar Acher, a second shot. Vayikach Korach, Moshach Rosh Sanhedrin Shebehem Bidvarim. He persuaded the heads of the Sanhedrin with words. As Rashi says many times, that the word Vayikach, when it comes to a person, does not mean he takes the person, but rather he persuades the person. And the Pasuk is saying that Korach persuaded the heads of the Sanhedrin. K'moshenemar, like the Pasuk says, Kach es Aharon, it does not mean take Aharon, but rather persuade Aharon. And also in Oshea, Kichu imochem devorim, take with you words. This second raya is a bit difficult to understand, because Rashi seems to be bringing a raya that whenever it says that one takes a person, it does not mean he takes the person, but rather he takes him through words. Just like Korach took the Rosh Sanhedrin through words, and Aaron was taken through words. This pasuk in Oshea is saying, Kichu imochem devorim, Kichu is referring to the words, take with you words. It is not referring to taking a person through words. So we have to understand this raya. Zok Rashi ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi v'lo Hiska ben Yaakov. The pasuk does not mention in the lineage that he was the son of Yaakov. Shebikesh rachamim al atzmoy, because Yaakov asked for mercy on himself. Shlo yizocher shmoy al machlokosam, that his name should not be mentioned by their arguments. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, uveKaholam al teichad kavodi, and in their gathering my honor shall not join. So he did not want his name mentioned by this machlokis. Veheichen nizka shmoy al Korach. So where is Yaakov's name mentioned concerning Korach? B'siyascham al aduchan, when their lineage is given to the ones who stood to sing al aduchan by the platform. B'divra yomim, in divra yomim, Shenemar, where it says over there ben Avi Yosef ben Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi ben Yisrael. So over there, Yisrael, Yaakov is mentioned together with Korach. And the reason why Rashi mentions this is because maybe you'll say that the Torah never goes back so far all the way to Yaakov. And that Rashi proves that there is another place where it does tell you the lineage all the way back to Yaakov. And over here it doesn't, only because Yaakov davened that he did not want his name mentioned by this episode. Zok Rashi, Doson and Aviram, Bishvil Shehaya Shevet Ruben Shori Bechani Yosem Teimono, since Shevet Ruben camped on the south side of the Mishkan, Shochein, they were neighbors, Lekahosu Bonov, to the family of Kahos and his children, Hachonim Teimono, who also camped on the south side. Nishtatfuim Korach B'machlokusoi, therefore they teamed up with Korach in his argument. Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shechenoi, woe to the Rasha, and woe to his neighbor. Umar Ro Korach, Lach Lokim Moshe, and what was it that Korach saw that caused him to fight with Moshe? Niskane, he was jealous al Nisiusoi Shalitzafan ben Uziel, of the Nisius of Elitzafan, the son of Uziel. Shemineu Moshe Nosi al Bnei Kohos al Pia Dibor, because Moshe appointed Elitzafan to be the leader of Kohos al Pia Dibor through the word of Hashem. Oma Korach, Korach said, Achi Abo Arbo Hoyu, my father had four brothers. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Ubnei Kohos, the children of Kohos were Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Amram Habachor, Amram, the oldest brother, Notlu Shnei Bon of Gedula. Two of his sons took a position. Echad Melech, one was the king, Ve'echad Kohen Gadol, and one became the Kohen Gadol. Mi Ro'oi Litol Asashniya, who is fit to take the next position? Loyani, is it not me, Shani ben Yitzhar, that I am the son of Yitzhar, Shehu Sheni le'Amram, who was the second brother after Amram? V'hu mana, and Moshe went ahead and appointed Nasi as a Nasi, as ben Ochiva Kota Mikulam, the son of the youngest brother, the son of Uziel. Hareini Cholek Olav, I will argue with him, Umevatales Devarav, and nullify all of his words. Ma'osa, what did Korach do? Omad v'konas reishnun rashi Sanhedrios. He got up and gathered 250 of the head of the Sanhedrin. Ruban mishevet Ruben Shechenov. Most of them were from Shevet Ruben, his neighbors. Vehem, and they consisted of Elitzur ben Shedeir v'chaverov. Elitzur ben Shedeir and his friends, which were the Nasiim that were mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. Ukiyotzeboy, and people of that status. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Nasiye Eda Kiriye Moed. The Nasiim of the Eda, the ones summoned for the meetings. Ulahalon hu Omer, and earlier it stated, Ele Kruye Ha'eda, these are the ones that were summoned for the Eda. So it says Eda over there, and it says Eda over here. Just like over there, it was referring to the 12 Nasiim. Over here also, when it says Nasiye Eda, it is referring to the same exact Nasiim as earlier. These Nasiim were the ones that teamed up with Korach. Vilbishon Talisa Shekula Techeles, and he dressed them up with talisois that were completely blue, which means that the actual beged, the garment, was made of blue wool. Bo v'omdu l'fnei Moshe. They came and they stood before Moshe. Amrulai, they said to him, Talis shekula techeles, chayeves betisisai petura. A talis, where the garment is completely of blue wool, do you need a techeles in the tzitzis, or don't you need a techeles in the tzitzis? Amalahem, so he said to them, chayeves, surely one is obligated to place a techeles string in the tzitzis. They started to laugh at him. Efshe talis shel min acher, is it possible when the beged is made out of another material, chut echo shel tcheles poitro, one strand of tcheles exempts it. Zu shekula tcheles, now we have a garment that is completely blue, like tifter es atma, should it not exempt itself, and you should not need a string of tcheles? Zok Rashi b'nei Reuven, who is b'nei Reuven going on? Dosan va'aviron va'oin ben peles. Doson, Aviram, and Oin were all from Shevet Reuven. Zok Rashi, Rav Lochem, Harbi Yosemidai, Lekachtem, La'atzvachem Gedula. You have taken too much power for yourself. because the whole nation is Kulam Kadoshim. We are all holy. Kulam Shamu Dvarim B'Sinai Mipi Agvura. We all heard words from Hashem at Sinai. Why did you raise yourself above the rest of the congregation? In Lokachta Ato Malchus, if you took the royalty, you should not have chosen for your brother the kahuna. You're not the only ones who heard Anochi Hashem Alekecha at Sinai. Kola Eda Shamu, we all heard it, and therefore we are all Kadoshim, and you have no right to be a leader over us. Zok Rashi Vayipol Aponov, and Moshe fell on his face Mipnei Machlokes because of the argument, and now he was not able to daven. Shekvar Ze Biyodom Sirchan Revi, because this was in their hand already the fourth avera. Chatu BeEgel, they sinned by the Egel. Vayichal Moshe, and Moshe daven for them. Bimis Oynanim, they sinned. Vayispalo Moshe, and Moshe daven for them. Bimiraglim, they sinned by the Miraglim. Vayyemer Moshe El Hashem Vishamu Mitzrayim, and we see that Moshe daven by saying Vishamu Mitzrayim. So now, b'machlokusis shel Korach nisrashu yadom. By the machlokus of Korach, his hands became weak. Moshe leben Melech. This is a parable to the son of a king, shesorach al oviv, who sinned to his father. Ufayis olav oyahavoy, and his father's friend pacified his father for him. Pam one time, ushtayim and a second time, v'sholosh and a third time. Kishesorach uvias. But once he sinned the fourth time, nisrashu yadei ha'oyev hahu. This person's hands became weak, and he was not able to intervene for the son anymore. Omar, he said, Ad Moshe atriach al ha-melech. Until what point will I bother the king? Shema lo yikabel oid mimeni. Maybe he will not accept my words anymore, because I am asking too much of him. So too over here, when it reached the fourth avera, Moshe's hands became weak, and he was not able to daven for Klal Yisrael, and that's why he fell on his face. From this Rashi, we see that the story of the Meraglim happened before the story of Korach, because the Meraglim is called the third Avera, and the story of Korach is called the fourth Avera. However, this Rashi is a contradiction to the Rashi in the beginning of Sefer Devarim. On the Pasuk Chatzeros, Rashi tells us that the story of Korach happened in Chatzeros. And we know that from Chatzeros they traveled to Midbar Paran. And from Midbar Paran is where the Meraglim were sent. So if the story of Korach happened in Chatzeros, and the Meraglim happened in Midbar Paran, it comes out that the story of Korach happened before the Meraglim. And that is a contradiction to this Rashi that says that the story of the Meraglim happened first. So Rashi, Boiker in the morning, V'yoida Hashem will make known who is his. Ata now, a shikras ilanu. Now it is a time of intoxication, which we explained according to the Mizrahi to mean we are intoxicated with a machloikis, with an argument, and therefore we should not be seen before Hashem. And according to the Maral, it means literally that maybe somebody was intoxicated with wine. And is not proper to be seen before Hashem in such a situation. And his real intention was to push them off. Maybe the people of Korach v'Adosai will do tshuva and turn away from their machlokes. Boker in the morning, Hashem will make known who is his, la'avoda salvia, who is his to do the avoda of the Leviim, v'sakodesh lekahuna, and who is holy for kahuna. Since it says Asher Loi and Ves HaKadosh, it is referring to two different people. Asher Loi is referring to the Leviim, Ves HaKadosh is referring to the Kahanim. The Hikriv Oisem Elov, and he will bring them before him, referring to the Leviim. V'atargum Mechiyah Kein. And Targum can also be a proof to Rashi's Pshat, that when it says Asher Loi, it is referring to the Leviim, Ves HaKadosh is referring to the Kahanim. Because the Pasuk says Vehikriv twice. It says Vehikriv Elov, and then further on in the Pasuk it says Yakriv Elov. And according to Rashi, one of them would be referring to the Leviim, and one of them would be referring to the Kahanim. And that's what we find in Targum. Va'targum Mechiyah Kein. And Targum is a proof to this, because on the word Vehikriv Elov, and he will bring them close to him, he translates Vikarv L'Kadamoi, and he will bring them before him. However, further on in the Pasuk, when it says Yakriv Elov, Targum says Yikari L'Shemushe, they will be brought close to serve. So that must be referring to the Kahanim that actually are Mishamesh in the Mishkan. Zok Rashi Umid Roshoy, and the Medrash says, Boiker, Omaloi Moshe, and Moshe said, Gevulois Cholak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamoi. Hashem made separations in the world. Yecholim Atem L'Hapayich Boiker L'Erev. Are you able to change from morning to evening? So you won't be able to nullify this separation. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayyere Vayyavarke Vayyavdil. Hashem separated the evening and the morning. And it also says, Vayyavdil Aharon Lakdishoy. He separated Aharon to make him holy. So just like you cannot change the separation from morning to evening, so too you cannot change the separation that Hashem separated Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol. Zok Rashi, Zoy Sasu, this is what they should do, Kechulachem Achtois, each one of you should take a fire pan. Frek Rashi, Maro Lomer Lehem Kach, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see that caused him to tell them that the test should be with the Keteris? Omer Lehem, Moshe said to them, B'darke Ha'akum, Yesh Nimusim Harbe. In the ways of the Goyim, there are many customs, V'koymrim Harbe, and many priests, V'ein Kulam Eskapsim Abayis Echor, and not everybody gathers in one house of worship. Anu, however, by us, Klal Yisrael, Ein Lanu Ela Hashem Echor, we only have one God. Oren Echor, one Oren, V'Torah Achas, and one Torah, U'Mizbeach Echor, and one Mizbeach to bring Karbonos, and one Mizbeach to bring Eketores. V'Koyin Gadol Echor, and one Koyin Gadol. V'Atem Reishon Ish, Mevakshem Kehuna Gedoyla. And you, the 250 people, want to be the Kohen Gadol? Afani Roitzebekach. I would also like you to do this, because this way you will be proven, for once and for all, that you cannot be the Kohanim Gedolim. Heilachem Tashmish Achove Mikoil. Here, take the Tashmish, take the Avodah that is the most beloved of all. Hi HaKetoris, this is the Keteris, HaChaviva Mikoil HaKarbonos, which is more beloved than any carbon. V'sam HaMoves Nosim B'Seichai. However, the poison of death is placed inside of it. Sheboi Nisrafu Nodav Aviu, through it, through the Keteres, Nodav and Aviu were burnt. Leficha Chasro Bahem, that's why he warned them. V'hoyo ha'ish asher yivcha Hashem hu HaKadosh. The one Hashem will choose, hu HaKadosh. Kvar hu b'kdushosai, he was always in his holiness. V'chi einanu yoidim shemi sheyivcha hu HaKadosh. Don't we know that the one who Hashem will choose, that is the one who was always holy? Ela omer lehem Moshe, this is what Moshe meant to tell them. Hareini omer lachem shelo tischayvu. I am warning you with this in order that you should not be liable for punishment. Mi sheyivcha bo yetze chai. The one who Hashem will choose will come out alive. However, v'kulchem oivdim, all of you will be destroyed. Only Aaron will come out alive, and the rest of you will die. Hu HaKadosh. Aaron is the one that was always holy, but the rest of you will be chayev misa. Zok Rashi machtois kelim shechoytim behem gecholim. Rashi tells us what machtois are. These are vessels that you shovel with them coals, v'yesh lehem beis yad, and it has a handle. And we have to really understand why Rashi has to explain again what a machto is after already explaining it in Parshas Truma, Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, and also in Parshas Bamidbar, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Yudalet. Zot Rashi Rav Lochem B'nei Levi, Dova Godol Amarti Lochem. I am telling you a big thing, I am telling you a serious matter, that one person will live and the rest will die. Weren't they fools? Shekach Hasro Bahem, that Moshe warned them like this, that one will live and the rest will die, V'kiblu Aleim L'Karev, and still they accepted upon themselves to come close, and they weren't afraid? Elohim Chotu Al Nafshoisam, but rather they sinned and they gave up their lives through their foolishness. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Es Machtoi Sachatoi Ma'ila B'Nafshoisam, the firepans of these sinners that gave up their lives, because they were so persuaded by Korach that they did not believe Moshe that one would live and the rest would die. And that is why they are called the sinners who gave up their lives because of their sins. Because they listened to Korach and not to Moshe, they lost their life. V'Korach shebikeachoya, and Korach who was clever, maro l'shtoseh, what did he see to do this act of foolishness? Korach knew that he had a personal motive that he wanted the Nesias of Elitzafan ben Uziel. So when Moshe told him that only one person would live and the rest would die, why wasn't he afraid? Zok Rashi, Einoi hitasoi, his eyes fooled him. Ro shalshelas gedula yoytz mimenu. He saw a chain of greatness coming out of him. Shmuel, first of all, Shmuel, sheshokol keneged Moshe v'Aharon, who in certain aspects was equal to Moshe and Aharon. Omar, he said, b'shviloi ani nimlat. It must be because of Shmuel I will be saved. I must be the one that will live, because how else will Shmuel be a descendant of mine? And he also saw v'choftal mishmores, 24 groups of Levim, oimdois levnevonov, descending from his grandchildren. Kula misnabim b'ruach hakodesh, all of them prophesizing with ruach hakodesh. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, kol ele bonim lehemon, all of these were children of Hamon who said a nevuah. Omar, he said, efshar kol hagedula hazois asir lambi mimeni. Is it possible that all this greatness, Shmuel and the choftal mishmores, will be descendants from me, v'ani edoim, and I will be quiet? And that is why he joined with the others as partners in order to come to attain that status of becoming the Kohen Gadol. Because he heard from Moshe, all of them will be destroyed and one of them will be saved. Ashivcha Hashem hu HaKadosh. The one who Hashem will choose is the one that was always holy. Tol, he made a mistake, v'tola ba'atzmai, and he thought that it would be him that would live. V'lairo yafa. However, he did not see correctly. L'fishabonav asu tshuva, because his children did tshuva, and therefore Shmuel and these 24 groups of Levim were descendants of his children. However, Korach himself died. Moshe hayaroya, and Moshe saw that his children would do tshuva. Zakrashi rav lochem, davar gadol nataltem ba'atzvechem. You took upon yourself a great thing, lachlek al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to argue with Hashem. And Rashi over here seems to say differently than what he said in the beginning of the Rashi. Because in the beginning of the Rashi, when he explained Rav Lachem B'nai Levi, he said, I am telling you a great thing, B'nai Levi. I am telling you a very serious matter, that one will live and the rest will die. However, over here he is saying, you are taking upon yourself a great thing to argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Rashi, Vayomer Moshe El Korach, Shimuna B'nai Levi. And Rashi is bothered by two things. First of all, why is Vayomer used, which is a Lashon Raka, a way of speaking softly? Why was Moshe speaking softly to Korach? And second of all, it seems like Moshe was speaking to Korach. And then he ends off, Shimuna b'nei Levi, listen now, the children of Levi. Why does he start with Korach and then move over to b'nei Levi? Hischil adabe imei dvarim rachim. And Rashi answers, Moshe started to speak to Korach with soft words. Kivin shira'o k'she'erf, once he saw that Korach was very stubborn, Omar, he said, Achilo yishtatfu shar ha-shevet. That is the correct girsa, shar ha-shevet. Before, the whole Shevet Levi will team up with Korach, v'yevdu imoy, and then they will be destroyed with him. Adaber gam el kulam, let me speak to the whole Shevet Levi. Therefore, hischil azarez b'hem, he started to warn the whole Shevet. Shimuna b'nei Levi, listen now, the children of Levi. And the Pasuk says, isn't it enough for you that you were separated to do special avodos, to do the avodah of watching the Mishkan and also v'lamud lefnei ha'edo losher al ha'duchan, to sing on the platform? Vayakov oischo, and Hashem has brought you close, la'osu sheiros, to these jobs, shehirchik mimenu shar adas Yisrael, that he furthered and pushed everybody away from. So you were special and you have these jobs, and still you want the kahuna. Lochein, zok Rashi, b'shvil kach, because of this, that Hashem has made his decision to make the Levim do the job of the Levim, and the Kahanim, the job of the Kahanim. Ata v'chol adoscha hanoyadim, itoch, you and your whole assembly that are gathering with you, al Hashem, you are complaining against Hashem. Ki b'shlichusei asisi losses kuna laharen. Because with Hashem's command and Hashem's shlichus, have I done this to give the kuhuna to Haran. And your argument is not concerning us, it's a fight with Hashem. Vayishlach Moshe, and Moshe sent a message to Dosan and Aviram. Mikan, from here we learn, she'ei machzikim machlokes, that we do not keep up an argument. Moshe mechazer achareim lashlimam. Moshe went after them to make peace with them, bedivrei shalom, with words of peace. But Dosan and Aviram said, lo nale, we will not go up. Pihem echshilam, their mouths caused them to stumble in their words. She'ein lohem el yirido. What they meant to say is that we will not go up, we will only go down to the depth of the world. And Dosan and Aviram told Moshe, isn't it enough that you took us out of Mitzrayim, a land that flows milk and honey, to kill us in the Midbar, that now you want to dominate over us? You did not bring us to Eretz Yisrael, you did not bring us to the land of milk and honey. And then they said, Vatiten lonu nachla soda b'charim. Rashi is telling us, do not think that now Dosan and Aviram are saying that you did give us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. No. Hadavar moisef aloi ha'omer l'malo. The word afloi in the beginning of the pasuk is not only going on el eretz zavas cholom udvash aviyosanu, that you did not bring us to the land that flows milk and honey, but it is also going on the words vatiten lanu nachla soda v'charim, and it means to say afloi titen lanu nachla soda v'charim. You also did not give us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Kilomer, it means to say, loy aviyosanu, you did not bring us to the land of milk and honey. V'loy nosata lonu nachla soda v'chorim, and you did not give us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Amarta lonu, you said to us, ela eschem e'oni Mitzrayim, I will bring you out from the affliction of Mitzrayim, el eretz zavas cholom udvash, to a land that flows milk and honey. Misham hoitzei sonu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. V'loy el eretz zavas cholom udvash aviyosanu, you did not bring us to a land that flows milk and honey. Elo gazarto aleinu lahamisenu ba'midbar. You decreed upon us to kill us in the midbar. She'amarto lonu, because you said to us, ba'midbar hazeh yiplu pigrechem. In this midbar, your carcasses shall fall. So Rashi, ha'eni ho'anoshim ayim tenaker, even if you will take out the eyes of these people, lo'inale, we will not go up. Afilu ata shalech lenaker es einenu, even if you send to take out our eyes, im lo'inale, if we do not go up, elecha to you, lo'inale, we still will not go up. Ho'anoshim ayim, like one who hangs his curse on his friend. Although they meant to say that even if our eyes are taken out, they would totally kill us by saying, and we find a similar idea to this in Rashi in Parsha Shemois, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud, where over there Pari said, which means they will leave the land. However, what he really meant is, we will leave the land and we will be chased out of this country. And again, over there, Paro did not want to be Tola the Klola in himself, so he was Tola Kilosi Bechaveroi, where over there it was Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Vayicha Lemoish Ma'oid, Nitzar Ad Lemoid. He was very distressed over the words of Dasan and Abiram. And the reason why Vayicha over here does not mean he was angry, because Vayicha means anger when it is together with the words Af. Vayicha Af Hashem. Vayicha Af Moshe. However, over here it says Vayichar alone, so it means that Star Ad L'Ma'od, he was very distressed. Al Tefen El Minchosam, do not turn to their Mincha. L'fib Shutai, according to the simple meaning, HaKetores. It means the Keteres, Shehem HaKarivim L'Fanecha Mochor, that they are bringing before you tomorrow. Al Tefen Aleihem, do not turn to their Keteres. But the question on this is, of course he won't turn to their Keteres. They are the Choytim, they are the sinners. Why would he want to prove them right? Therefore, Rashi brings down, V'hamed Rishoymer, I know that they have a portion in the Talmud that is brought every day, the congregational carbon Talmud. Their part of this carbon Talmud should not be accepted before you for an appeasement. Let it remain on the fire and not be consumed. Their part of this carbon should just remain and not be burnt. There are two ways to understand how each person's portion in a carbon tzibur is divided. Either each particle is owned by everyone, or each person has his own share, however small it may be. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Sefer Kovetz Shiurim, Masechta Bava Basra, Ois Tav Dalet, brings a raya from here that each person had his own personal portion. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to ask Hashem that their portion, the portion of Kerech Ba'adosoi, should not be consumed on the Mizbeach. Zok Rashi, Loi Chamor Echer Mehem Nososi, I have not taken one donkey from them. Loi Chamor Yushel Echer Mehem Notalti, I have not taken even one donkey. Nososi means Notalti. Afilu Kisholachti Mi Midyon LeMitzrayim, even when I went from Midyon to Mitzrayim, Verkafti Es Ishti Ves Bone Ala Chamor, and I rode with my wife and my children on a donkey, and I should have taken this donkey from them, which means when I reached Mitzrayim, I should have been reimbursed for this donkey. I only took my own. I did not ask for reimbursement. So they are complaining that I am becoming a dictator over them, and even when it was time for me to take something from them, I did not even get reimbursed for that thing. The Targum Unkelus, and Targum Unkelus says on the word Nasasi Shecharis, Lashon Arami, it is an Aramaic word. Kach nikras angaria shel melech. So is called when the king takes certain taxes from the nation, it is called shachvar. So shechoras means taxes. Loi chamor echad mehem nasasi, I did not even take one donkey from them as a tax, as something that is taken by the king. And the pasuk says that you and your whole Eda Korach should come before Hashem. Ata you vehem and them, who is them, adoscho, your assembly. They craft them, and you shall bring close each one of you, Ishmach Tosoi, Hachamishim Umasayim Ishabachem, the 250 people among you should bring a machto. Vayakel Aleim Korach, and Korach gathered all of Klal Yisrael to the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Because he was able to do this, because he spoke to them, B'divrei Litzonois Kol HaLailahu, with words of mockery against Moshe that whole night. Holach Eitzel HaShvatim, he went to all the Shvatim, Upita Oisam, and persuaded them, Kesvurim Atem Sholai Levadi Ani Makbid, do you think I'm worried about myself? Eni Makbid Ela Bishvil Kulchem, I'm only worried about you. Elu Bon V'Notlin Kolagadulois, these two people are coming and taking all the power. Leha Malchus, he has the kingship, Ula Ochiv HaKahuna, and to his brother is the Kahuna Gedola. Achin Espatu Kulam, until all of them were persuaded, and they all came Pesach Oel Moed, where Vayera Kvod Hashem, Bo Ba'amud Onon, Hashem appeared to them with the Amud Onon.